everybody, and it's just an effort to just stay in touch with you and to share some ministry with you while it's not possible for us to meet in person. I trust you all following the guidelines and so on, making sure you are keeping your social distancing as far as that is possible. Washing your hands carefully, 20 seconds, remember, happy birthday to you, twice. And those of us who are older probably need to just stay at home and reduce the possibility of getting any infections. We continue to try to stay in touch with one another. I got a call this morning from someone that was very thoughtful, and they were just calling some other people. So it's a good time for us to just think about somebody else, to give them a call to see how they are doing. If they may have a need that we can help them with, it's just a chance for us to be the church. And the church is not a building, but the church is all of us as we interface with God and with one another. So we're going to share with you from the scriptures in a little bit, but we invite you to join us as we sing a song. I have Akil and Marissa and some others here who are helping to make this happen. I want to thank them for taking some time to come and to help us to do this. So we're gonna just sing a song, and then we'll share a bit from the word of the Lord today. You unravel me with a melody, and you can join us.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies.
Through my veins,
I'm no longer
thank God that we are His children. And though there is fear around us, we don't have to be slaves to fear. Because we know who we are. We are children of God, and God looks over His children. And God takes care of us, notwithstanding the atmosphere around us. And we turn our eyes to Him, and we trust in Him, and we continue to look to Him today. So, Father, we thank You for Your grace and Your goodness to us. We thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your keeping power. Lord, help us as we take the prudent steps to take care of ourselves. Lord, but beyond this, we put ourselves under Your care. We depend on Your grace and Your mercy to watch over us, to preserve us, to keep us. This is our prayer for all of us, wherever we are scattered. Lord, that You will watch over us, that You will preserve us, and that You will keep us. And we thank You, God, that we can always come and look to Your word. And when we look to Your word, we hear from You. And Your words bring solace, and Your words bring strength, and Your words bring grace to us. So, Father, even as we take a few minutes today and we listen to what You have to say to us, bless us together, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to read a few verses out of the book. In fact, just one verse, actually, out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. And verse 10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe." I'll repeat it again. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Sometimes life is rough, and perhaps, I guess, as it is these last few weeks, and probably the next few weeks ahead. And, you know, we wish somehow we could run away. We can find some place where we can be safe from all life's difficulties and stresses. You know, I don't know about you, I'm tired hearing about COVID-19. You know, everything I read, every news channel, and this is all that there is, you know. And sometimes we wish we could just run away. But I'm happy to tell you that there is such a place. There is such a place. And I'm going to tell you how you can get there. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Remember just about a week or two ago, we were talking about the name of the Lord, and we talked about the significance of names. And we said that a name is sometimes meaningless when it's just chosen at random, and therefore it has no particular significance to those who choose it. And we said also that a name could be used to deceive us. So charlatans drop names appropriately because they think it will help to make them more believable. But when a name is carefully chosen, a name identifies someone or something. So whether it's Marissa Armstrong or Akil Edwards or Errol Joseph, it identifies someone. A name distinguishes us. So we have the Canadian Embassy. And where you sit and you wait for your name, or sometimes you're in some other setting where you have to sit and wait for your name to be called, and your name distinguishes you. And then a name also connects us. So Lorraine Joseph connects her to me. Lawrence Angelo Joseph connects him to me. Or let's take our opposition leader's name, Kamala Prasad Bisesa, connects her. And then a name also delineates our history. So we have places like First to Fifth Company, and there's a history to how that name came about because of the soldiers that came to Trinidad. And we have places like California that is linked to Cali in India, and Trinidad, and Claxton Bay linked to the Earl of Claxton from England. So names also tell us something about our history. And names also point to the purpose of something. So there are hospitals, there are nurseries, there are schools, there are stores, And these days, groceries, you know, they point us to the significance of and the purpose of some particular thing. And they may also denote a person's authority, like the prime minister or the president or the superintendent or the captain. It denotes a person's authority. And a name further describes the character of something. So we have a chair or a table or a house, and that name tells us something about the character of something. But as we go back to our text, the name of the Lord, it must also remember that a name in Scripture is more than a label. It's attached to a person, and it is a description of the nature and character of that person. So the name of the Lord is really a reference to God Himself. We said that when we talked about honoring the name of God. So in Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 16, it says, anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord is to be put to death. The entire assembly must stone him. Whether foreigner or native born, when they blaspheme the name, they are to be put to death because of its connection with God. And in Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 15, therefore in the east, give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord. So when we exalt the name of the Lord, we give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea. So God's name is an expression of His character, and it communicates something about what he stands for. And the name that is used for God here is one of the primary names of God in the Scriptures. It's the name Yahweh or Jehovah. And this particular name is God's redemptive name, because it tells us several things about God. It describes God as the eternal God, the one who always was, always is, and always will be. So He was here before COVID, and He's still here now. And when COVID's gone, He'll still be God again. It describes God as the self-sufficient God. He needs no one. He needs nothing to exist. It describes God as the covenant God who enters into personal relationships with His people. And so here's just the name of the Lord. That word Lord that is used here, Yahweh, the name of the Lord. It says, what does it tell us about it? It is a strong tower. And there's a picture behind that expression, a strong tower. One of the features of the cities of the time in which Solomon writes these words was that they had a protective wall. These walls were generally made of stone, some as much as 60 feet high, and they served several protective purposes. I remember being in England one time and standing by a city gate, and I stood and just looked up and up and up and up. That it was so high, and that's how high the walls were. And what did they do? They protected the city from wild animals. They also protected the city from thieves and robbers. And they protected the city from hostile armies of their enemies. In addition, and to the wall, many cities also had a tower. This was the case referred to in Judges chapter 9, for example, verses 50 and 51. It says, next Abimelech went to Thebes, and he besieged it and captured it. Inside the city, however, was a strong tower, to which all the men and women, all the people of the city fled. They locked themselves in and climbed up on the tower roof. The tower was an additional refuge for safety. It was normally stocked with food and provisions and weapons. In some cases, for as long as 6 months. When the walls of the city were breached by the enemy, the inhabitants of the city would run to the tower and they would lock themselves in. And there they could remain protected from the onslaught of the enemy's forces. So here, when we are faced, whether it's COVID-19 or any other difficulty or calamity in our life, that we know that when the walls are breached, as they seem to be at the moment, that there is this place, this secure place to which we can run, and there we can find safety and security. And then the verse goes on to say that the righteous run into it, and they are safe. They are safe. This is why they are safe. The word translated safe in the Hebrew, sagab, it means to be inaccessibly high, to be inaccessibly high, to be too high for capture, to be high in terms of prosperity, to be set on high. All of those give the sense of security, safety, a place where we are unreachable, where we cannot be touched. It reminds me of Psalm 91, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Note that following the metaphor of the name of the Lord, when the passage refers to running to it, it actually means run into Him. It actually means run into Him. This is the hiding place, the safe haven to which we can run in the midst of difficult times. The psalmist David understood this, hence he wrote in Psalm 61 and verse 3, "For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." But there are some conditions that we find in this verse as well. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are safe. But notice that the first condition, the people who run into it, are the righteous. That's the good news. And we come back to the good news. There is some bad news. This provision or this promise does not appear to apply to everyone. It is the righteous who run into it. Why? Because it is only the righteous who have a relationship with Him, who in this safe refuge, and who can enter this safe refuge. And it is only the righteous who can stand in the blinding light of His holiness. And then that word righteous itself, tzaddik, it means a person who lives in accordance with a proper standard, in this case, the standards of God, and who, as a result of this, is innocent and guiltless. That means not having sin or wrongdoing in their life. But the verse reminds us, the righteous, this is available to everyone through Jesus Christ. Hear what the Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." So those of us who are righteous can run to this safe place. And if I do not consider myself righteous, then through Christ, I can access this righteousness and then therefore be able to access this safe place that we read about in this verse. But I'll just make one last observation. It says the righteous run into it. It is a deliberate action of putting our confidence in God. The Hebrew word yarush means to run, not casually, but with hostility, quickly, to dart. The focus is on swift and intense movement. So the righteous, they swiftly and intensely run into the presence of God. While the righteous are the ones who run, the ungodly, as we see, can also choose to run into Yahweh, and they too could be kept safe. Jesus, that word Jesus literally means Yahweh is salvation. When we run to Him, then we run to Yahweh. And when we run to Him and we run to Yahweh, then we are safe. So I wonder, do you feel like the walls of your life have been breached and that an enemy has come in? The Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 10 that we all have an enemy who comes to steal and kill and destroy. Perhaps you feel like an enemy has breached the walls of your mind and is wreaking havoc. Perhaps you feel like an enemy has breached the walls of your marriage and is seeking to tear it apart. Perhaps an enemy has entered your family to create discord and disharmony and distance. Perhaps an enemy has entered your body and is causing disease and discomfort. Whatever the enemy, the name of the Lord, God Himself, Jesus, offers a place of refuge. He is a strong tower, you can run to him and be safe. In the face of the marauding enemy, you can experience protection, security, and prosperity. And perhaps for all of us, the enemy that is most obvious is this virus that is wreaking havoc across the world. But even in the midst of this, the name of the Lord is still a strong tower. We who are the righteous, and those of us who may not be, can access this righteousness, and we can run, we can dart to him, and there we can be kept high above the enemies, a place that is safe and secure in Jesus Christ. So Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that there is this place, that this place is still available to us. It's available to all of those who access the righteousness that is found in Christ, those who have already done so, and those who are yet to do so. God, we thank you that we have a safe place to which we can run, a place where we can hide. I remember those words of that song, I have found a place where I can hide. It's safe inside your arms of love. Lord, your word says you place us in the cleft of the rock and you cover us there with your hand. What a wonderful picture of safety and security. And Lord, in the same way, we run into you. We run into the safe place and we are kept. Father, we thank you. We release your grace upon your people, your keeping power, God. Surround us, preserve us, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. God bless you. We'll be in touch again. Let you know how we'll connect. Stay safe.